direction in a sea of chaos. Welcome to Abounding Grace. Join us now with Pastor Chris Gordon as we open the Word of God.
Well, we are so very grateful that you've tuned in today to Abounding Grace Radio. I am Pastor Chris Gordon of the Linden United Reformed Church, and this week we're going to the pastoral epistle, 2 Timothy chapter 2, to consider what it is to be useful for Jesus Christ in His service. This really is a section instructing us about church life and about the responsibilities of church leaders. And this is extremely important for us to understand what the design of the ministry is, what the Lord has laid out for us as what is a useful servant of Jesus Christ, of course, against the backdrop of the compromises and attacks that the church today faces from the devil and his kingdom. Well, let me read a little bit of 2 Timothy chapter 2 today. 2 Timothy chapter 2, he says here, in a great house, verse 20, there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay, some for honor and some for dishonor. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work. There was a little phrase there that I'm going to focus on throughout the course of this week, and it is this little statement, useful for the master. He says, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified and useful for the master. Serviceable, useful, beneficial to the Lord Jesus Christ and his church. That is something, of course, that we should all care greatly about. It should go without saying that it would be one of the greatest tragedies that someone in the church could be considered by the risen Lord as useless, totally useless in their service to Him. And yet, in this particular section, that is exactly what is being exposed. There are many things that I have been called and many things that people are labeled in life, but I know this. Useless. To be called useless would be about the worst, because that would mean that Chris Gordon is useless. I want to deeply hear, sincerely hear from Christ on that day, well done, my good and faithful servant. It would be the worst of statements to hear, depart from me. The fruits of your involvement in my kingdom was non-existent. You were useless. It's that sort of probing question this morning I want us all to consider, that whether we are useful for the master of the house. The passage today and throughout the course of this week is really teaching through the lens of the responsibility of office bearers, how to promote a useful church and a useful people for the master. There is no doubt that the great benefit of studying the pastoral epistles is that all of our false conceptions about the church and what we're doing are corrected when we study the charges that the Apostle Paul gave to his young protege, Timothy. The context of this section begins in verse 1, where the Apostle charges Timothy, this pastor in Ephesus, to be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. This is a present tense, which means that in the office of service to the Lord as an elder and a deacon and as a pastor, the servant of the Lord has the responsibility to keep on being strengthened. I want you, my son, to keep on being strong in the grace which is in Christ Jesus. That's an odd twist, because grace is something that's freely given by God. We don't determine grace. It's something that is given to us without our deserving it at all. And yet the apostle is saying here, Timothy, you have the responsibility to be strong in that grace. In chapter 2, verses 3 through 13 develops what it means to be strong in the grace. He says in verse 3, you must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. As one pastor translated it, you must be willing to take your share of rough treatment. What in the world is he talking about? Well, we could put it this way. Because of all the blatant opposition to the truth, you have to engage in the hardship and remember the responsibility to be strong in grace. In verse 2, however, he says something I believe that our text is unpacking this morning. Notice verse 2. And the things which you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. So Paul there was instructing Timothy in his responsibility to help and encourage and instruct leaders in the church to understand what their responsibility is before the Lord and how they can become immensely useful servants to the Lord. Anyone who loves the Lord and has a sense of the gravity to what they've been called to in the church to serve the Lord should deeply want to know what they're stepping into and what are the characteristics that are needed to make them fruitful and beneficial in their service to Christ. So he tells Timothy in verse 14 that he must remind certain men of these things. These things here are a reminder that what they're stepping into in the church is a warfare. Now, I'm going to really focus on this week, dear listener. Do we know what's happening in the church? Do we know what goes on in the church? Do we know what goes on behind the scenes? Paul has been constantly saying this to Timothy. I charge you, Timothy, this charge I commit to you, son Timothy, according to the prophecies previously made concerning you, that by them you may wage the good warfare. And he has been describing this. You have to endure the hardship. You're enlisting as a soldier. You are bearing all things for the sake, he says, of the elect. Paul's been spelling this out to his young protege. And now Timothy is given the charge to teach the leaders in the church in Ephesus. What was going on in Ephesus? Well, needless to say, things are not good in this church. In this particular case, what we're finding is that certain individuals have wreaked destructive havoc in the church. In verse 11, he describes it. Certain individuals who do nothing but get caught up in disputes and fighting. And Paul is saying, warn them to steer clear of this stuff because, verse 11, their message is spreading literally like gangrene in the church. The imagery is really extreme, the apostle is using here. Gangrene is death and decay of the body tissue. It is fast moving. Paul here mentions that he knows what's going on, and he posters two of these guys. We don't like doing this today. No one likes to be mentioned by name. Everyone gets offended when you mention anything by name, and yet that's exactly what the apostle did. Hymenaeus, he says, and Philetus are of this sort. These two are like gangrene in the body of Jesus Christ. They have strayed concerning the truth, saying the resurrection has already occurred, and they overthrow the faith of some. I don't know if we can get a sense of this, the conflict that has arisen here in the church in Ephesus. These two claimed to be Christians. They were teachers in the church. They were members of the church. They claimed to follow the scriptures. They were involved in the church. They were a vital part of the body. But behind the scenes, they were actually overthrowing, upsetting the faith, leading people in the church to apostasy. You know, it was interesting with this last May 21 prediction by one man, Harold Camping, that in many congregations over the land, people left. People were drawn out of the church because of and caught up in the error of this one man. Listen, dear listener, only the Lord knows what's coming next. And it's coming. Controversy after controversy hits the church. People don't understand this about the church today. They get tired of the fighting and they give up. They wonder, is this really what the church is about? And people bow out of it. But they don't understand the nature of the church. They don't listen to the pastoral epistles, which constantly tell us this is the character of what's going to happen in the church. The Apostle Paul warned in 2 Timothy chapter 4 that in the last days, perilous times will come. It's interesting that little phrase is translated dangerous seasons. In the last days, dangerous seasons will come. The church always faces these dangerous seasons, seasons of attack by the devil, by what the apostle here will openly describe that the devil is transplanting in our midst ministers and people who come in sheep's clothing as angels of light among us, but they are wolves. 1 Timothy chapter 4 has always been a very moving verse for me because the way it's said, the Spirit expressly says, I don't find that a lot in the scriptures. The Spirit has something really important to tell us, that in the latter times, some will defect from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. Now, you'll know that Paul was constantly concerned about this. Paul was warning about this. And I believe one of the most powerful warnings comes to us in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, where he says, such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. Therefore, it's no great thing if his ministers also transform themselves into ministers of righteousness, whose end will be according to their works. Do you understand this? The apostle just openly said that the devil places servants, the devil places his ministers in churches. They look good. What they say has a form of godliness, says the apostle, but they are agents of Satan. They are deceitful workers, he says. They come as angels of light. And dear listener, you may be sitting under one of these angels of light who actually is transplanted from the devil. This is what the apostle warned about. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Now, the question today I'm going to close with is, do you know what this does in a church body? All of this is extremely discouraging. When the devil gets in, overthrows people, controversy hits the church, what happens over time to the faithful? Not hard to figure out. It's mass discouragement. They get tired of the fight. They get tired of the warfare. They lose hope. What's it all worth? Should they even remain in this environment? Certain kinds of ministries become very attractive today, so people run, since they've been in the warfare, to places and churches where everything is so much on the surface, the devil leaves it alone because there's not even enough truth to attack. This is the challenging. Paul is encouraging Timothy and the church to remember what's going on. He's reminding them this week, as we're going to study, Christ is raised. The church has a certain dynamic to it, but we must always remember until Christ comes, we're waging a warfare not with physical weapons, but with the gospel of Jesus Christ, waging a warfare for the truth, to save souls, plunder them from death, and turning them to the Lord Jesus Christ in power. Abounding Grace Radio is brought to you by the United Reformed Church of Linden. We are a church where the Bible is sincerely believed and faithfully taught. 10 a.m. and 6 o'clock p.m. on the Lord's days. Visit us on the web at lindenurc.com. Thanks for tuning in today. May the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ and all of its glory continue to richly bless you.